Psachim Perk Tes Mishnah Tes Chabura Sha Avda Pischa, a Chabura that lost their carbon Pesach. For Amrla Echon, and they told some guy, presumably he was from the Chabura, Tse Uvakesh Ishchait Aleinu, go find this animal that's roaming around, and once you find it, shecht it for us. Vahalach Umatza Vashachat. So this guy went and he shechted it. Vahem Blakhu Vashachatu. And at the same time, everybody else, they went, they got another animal, they bought another animal, and then they shechted this other animal. So if his animal that he shechted, the one guy that went out and found the original animal, if his animal was shechted first, who ochel mishalo, he eats from the animal that he shechted, and they also eat with him from the animal that he shechted. That's the Karban Pesach. Why? Because they designated him as a shliach, and until they went and actually shechted their own Karban Pesach, that initial shlichus is still active, and therefore he shechted on their behalf. He appointed them as part of that Karban Pesach. They were included in that part of the Karban Pesach. And therefore, it's Vahim Ochlam Imo Mishalo. They eat from him, from his own. Vim Shalahan Nishchat Rishon. But if what they shechted is shechted first, in other words, the animal that they bought and shechted was shechted first before this guy shechted the animal that he found. Heim Ochlam Mishalahan Vu Ochlam Mishalo. They eat from their own, and he eats from his own, because as far as he's concerned, the animal that he found was the only animal that he was designated on. He was not designated on the animal that they went and bought afterwards. And as far as they're concerned, they went and bought another animal. Once they shechted this new animal, that's going to be their Karban Pesach. They then, by the shechita, relinquished their minui of the initial animal that he was looking for, and therefore they each eat from their own. Vim eni yadua ezer mehen nishchatu ishan, but what if you don't know which was shechted first? Oh, sheshechtu shnein ke'echra, they both shechted at the same time. Hu ochel mishalo, he still eats from his own, because he never had any part of any other animal, so that's pashut. Behem enom ochel mimo, but they don't eat with him, because it's possible that they shechted their own, the one that they bought, first, and therefore they relinquished their connection and their designation to the first one. Vishalahen yetzil avesasreifa. But their own, also, they can't eat for the Karban Pesach, because it's possible that he shechted on their behalf first. So they have to burn the animal that they shechted. Upturin milasas Pesach Sheni. However, they're potter from bringing the Pesach Sheni, because Mimanavshach, even though they can't eat from any of these karbanas, for sure, one of them was shechted correctly on their behalf for the Karban Pesach. So they're definitely Yotze as far as the shechita of the Karban Pesach. Amar lahen, if he said to them, so this is sort of like a flip case. Im echarti, if I'm late and I don't find it, tzu v'shachetu alai, go shecht it on my behalf. Now, they did not make him a shliach if he does find it. So this guy is just doing it out of his own volition. He's saying, listen, I'm going to go out and find it myself. If I don't find it and I'm late, shecht on my behalf. And what happened? Haluchu mitzav v'shachat. So this guy went and he found it and he shechted. V'hein lachu v'shachetu. And everybody else went and they bought their own carbon. They never made him a shliach. And then they shechted their own. If theirs was shechted first. Remember, in this case, he told them that if he's late, they should shecht on his behalf. So he actually made them a shliach. So what happens? They eat their own. No reason not. They didn't designate any other animal. And he eats with them because he made them his shliach. But if his was shechted first, he eats from his own because he knows that that's the one that he shechted first. And they eat from their own. They have nothing to do with his. If you don't know, they were both shechted at the same time. They eat from their own. But he cannot eat with them because perhaps he shechted his own first, the one that he found, and he then relinquished the connection to theirs. And he also has to burn the one that he found, and he shechted, because perhaps they shechted it first. But he's potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, like we just said in the previous case, because Manavshach, he for sure shechted Karban Pesach, and he was part of one of the Minuis. Next case, Amrlehen va'amrulo. What if he had where both sides made the other one a Shliach, so he made them a Shliach, and they made him a Shliach, that whoever finds first should shecht. Oichlim kulon min arishon. They all eat from the one that was shechted first. Vim ein yodua eizem hen nishchet rishon. And if you don't know which one was shechted first, now you have a bigger problem. Shneim yotzen leves asreif. And nobody can eat anything, because they each made the other side a shliach. He made them a shliach, they made him a shliach. And it's possible that if they made him a shliach, for example, and he shechted first, then they can't eat their own, and vice versa. And finally, the last case, lo omr lehen velo omru lo. Nobody made anybody a shliach. He just went out by himself, and they did their own thing. Einan achroyin zelazeh. They're not responsible for each other. There's no taina, like the Rav says, one to the other. We don't care which one was shechted first. He eats from his own, and they eat from their own, like the Rav says.